time. Numbers chapter 13, verses 26 through 33. When you find it, reading from the New King James, it says, "Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told them and said, 'We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of the Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan.' Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it.' But the man who had gone up with him said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.' And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, 'The land through which we have gone as spies is the land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak come from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so were we in their sight.'" Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk this morning as we, this is usually our children's day. We'll say hello to our children and youth. But I want to talk about the attitude of defeat. The attitude of defeat. I remember back a long time ago, there used to be a show called The Wide World of Sports. Some of y'all been around a little while. And they always come on talking about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But I want to talk about the attitude of defeat. Because I think that's what this God is trying to tell us through this text. All right, let's see what we can do. I got this basketball right here. And I was trying to find one. We need to have the basketball. We got about five basketballs, and none of them got enough areas. Amen. But we need to have the basketball. Okay, so we can get basketball. But, amen. I'm going to ask for it. And, anybody want to come up? I know you want to come up. Come on up. They love basketball. Amen. One day. You can play a little basketball one day,
baby? No, I'm good at soccer and baseball.
You're good at soccer and baseball, but what about, man, what about basketball? I see you out there playing all the time.
I don't know.
I don't know. Really, really, really. Didn't you tell me you were going to be the next LeBron? All right. So Billy loves basketball. Now, Billy, I'm going to tell you now, if you do decide to play basketball, I'm going to tell you one mistake some people make, especially. They'll start shooting, and they'll miss. Sometimes, even in the game, they'll miss a couple of shots. And then they'll get it in their mind that I can't do it. Right. You ever miss a shot?
A lot.
A lot.
can't shoot. They would have, I just can't do it. I just can't shoot. Then they'll stop trying to shoot. And they'll stop shooting. Rather than shoot, if they got a team, they'll throw it to the other team. Okay, rather than shoot. But let me ask you a question, baby. If you never shoot the ball, can you ever make a shot? Okay. So, if you never shoot, you automatically don't make no shot. But if you shoot, do you think you make one sometime? If you keep trying, you'll get what? Alright, you'll never give up. And you win, you keep trying. Is that how you got to be good at soccer? You good at soccer? You miss a couple goals, but then you give up? That's a good attitude. What is it? Baseball. Are we? You bet in baseball?
Well, I don't really play, but my mom does a ball. I bet that and I can't.
Alright, well, so you're working on it. You got a good attitude, baby. The one thing about you never say you can't, you keep trying. And whatever you claim, you got to do that. Now, the only thing you do that as an athlete, but you got to do that in school. Because sometimes you're going to be in some classes. Sometimes you're going to be in some classes. And those classes are going to be hard. Like, man, you think man? You think man, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you think man? You good, man?
No, not exactly.
Not exactly. But you're working on it right now. All right. So sometimes it's going to be hard. It's going to be class like your man class. But you can't say, you can't never do it. That's just what I can't do. Because if you, once you say that, that attitude is going to keep you from ever being good. But if you keep trying, keep working hard, one day you'll be good at any class that you have. And you'll be unstoppable. But you got to keep trying and keep working on. But the attitude, I like your attitude because you never say, I can't. You say, I'm good, but I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep working. Good job. Thank you.
Sometimes God calls us to do a thing. And God promises that you can do it. God says, there's no such thing as I can't. Because I'm with you. Anything I call you to and command you to, anything I give you a vision to do, and I send you a message to do, you can. To say I can't, and God has called you to something, is to say that God can.
That's right. Right. You're right.
That's right.
There's nothing that God can't do.
Yes.
Right.
He can do anything.
Yes, he can.
He can do anything. That's why anything he calls you to do. He'll never call you to do anything without giving you the resources.
Preach
up.
That's right.
You're whatever he has to do, he'll move heaven and earth to see that you succeed. When he calls you to do something. I said he'll move heaven and earth. You remember, I remember a time when he, the children of Israel were in a battle with the Amalekites. And they were on the Lord's side, doing the Lord's will. And Moses and Joshua were out there fighting. And Joshua,
come on now.
This is when they got, Joshua, when they were going into the promised land. They were going into the promised land, and they needed the sons to stay up. And Joshua prayed because God's people needed the sons to stay up. And the Bible says the sons stood
still.
Now the son is in the from, in order for the sun to stand still, one of two things had to happen.
Yes.
Right.
Even God has to move the heaven or move the earth. I'm trying to tell you, when you're doing what the God would have you to do, he'll move heaven and earth. Anytime you call, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't see it. But I'm just going to start walking.
Amen.
Walking in his will and see the doors he opened up as I walk. Now look into this text. Now look into this text. And if you get time, go back and look in chapter 12. Because before they had the attitude of defeat, they were experiencing the atmosphere of defeat. And I think it was the atmosphere of defeat that caused them to have the attitude of defeat. A great team has a great coach. Are you scouts, you know what I'm saying? Because if the team has a bad coach, a bad culture creates an attitude of defeat. But if you got a business, if you got a business is a great business because it has a great culture. And that's why sometimes folks get fired. Because they don't want you to mess up the culture. We got a culture. We got a business that's going somewhere and it has a culture of excellence. And you bring it in an attitude of mediocrity. You bring in an attitude that say settle for less.
Right.
We don't settle for less here. That's why we're excellent in our customer service.
Yes,
we're excellent in things that other people don't see. Yes. We're excellent. You look in the restrooms, and our restrooms are excellent. We're excellent because we want to, whenever you come into our building, into our atmosphere, as well, we want to exude in every area. And when you're in that kind of culture, you know you got to bring it. You got to bring your A game.
Because
they're not going to tolerate.
That's good.
But that's not the kind of culture that they had. You know what they were running? They thought they see game. Because they were complaining all the time. They were complaining. Lord, you know, all is out here in the end of the will. And the Lord, they ain't give you the whole story. You know, all is out here in the will. Now he delivered you from Satan. Say it like it's supposed to be said. He didn't just bring you out of the will, but he delivered you from Satan. You know, all is out here. They complain because the Lord provided manna for them day after day. And God, we got this manna in the morning, manna. But Lord, we don't have no meat.
All right.
Just stop all
that. You know, the Lord will bless you, but we are never satisfied. They got the manna, but they ain't got no meat. They keep complaining, God just get tired of it. Sometimes when you get tired and complain, you just give what they ask for. And they got all that quail. They had quail. You won't be able to give me. I'm giving you so much quail, you can't stand quail. They got sick of quail. And then they started complaining to Moses.
a molded a marriage with a woman of another race.
Uh-huh.
He had married an Ethiopian woman. Uh-huh. Molded a married sister. Uh-huh. And Mary was a little upset about that. And she was complaining. And God brought her into the tent and had a talk with her.
Yeah.
And then when she left the tent,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
His man was going to bring you into the tent and have you talk with him. Lord, when you see the Lord call you into the tent, Lord, this can't tell me. I'm going to train up. I'm going to go. She went in the tent and God had to talk to her, and she came out white. Struck with leprosy. Since you're so against black, I'll give you all white.
All right.
But that's the problem. Dissension, division, complaining. So when you complain, you're basically saying, God, you're impugning God. You say, God, you ain't really good enough. God, you don't care enough. God, we can't trust you to be there for. You complain and saying, God can't do it. Now, when you come out of culture and saying, God, you let us down. We can't trust you. We don't believe you. Then that creates an attitude of defeat. The atmosphere of defeat creates the attitude of defeat. Because you came out of atmosphere that says God can't. We can't depend on him. He's not that good. He does the wrong sometimes. So now, come out and disregard God and send in 12 spies. Go see how, let's go and see if it's a good land, tell us all about it. And come back and give us a report.
Yeah.
12 guys went out. They came back. Notice, the first one speaking,
Jacob.
Oh, yeah, bro.
We can do it.
Look good. You on the side.
We got this,
yeah.
We ready. I'm ready to go back. I don't read, I came back with you report. I can run off right on.
Yeah.
I could run off. You know, I'm ready. I was already ready. You can't come on me back. You could just can't you say that.
Yeah.
But then the team. They say, oh yes, pretty good lane. Look pretty good. Got to be the fruitful.
But
they weren't like this. Nah, can't do it. I can't do it. Because there's some giants. You know, a next boy. You know that family. All of them big boys, strong.
Yeah.
7, 8, 9 feet. That's where Goliath come from.
Yeah.
Well, they all giants, Lord, and they got fortified cities, and it's rough. We can't do it. But I think they did tell us, they told a half truth. They said, because we look like grasshoppers.
Yeah.
In our own eyes.
Yeah,
that was true.
Right.
But they said we look like grasshoppers in their eyes. That was true.
Yeah.
I'll prove that to you in a minute. But because of that attitude, they were already defeated. Before the war started. Before the conquest started, they were already you can go into the other day with the wrong attitude. That's why you need to spend some time with God in the morning.
That's real.
That's real.
All right. That's real.
Because if you go
I like about, you know, that's why the choir in the congregation have to give you some music.
Because
sometimes we step into the house. And I gather we step into church with the wrong attitude. And God, through music, does an attitude
adjustment. That's real.
Because he knows, amen. He knows where it's coming. But if I don't adjust the attitude, that's why I'm
quiet.
If I don't adjust the attitude before they get the word, when the pastor or the teacher get into the word, they're going to say, I can't. I see what you're asking me to do, God. I see what you're calling me to do, God.
Yes.
I feel the spirit. It moves me for me to do. But I can't.
My Lord.
Can't do it, God. You asking a whole lot. You asking for me to trust you a whole lot. So we need an attitude adjustment. Even before we get to the word, so we'll have good ground.
Because
sometimes my heart is hard.
Amen.
And I have so
hard. Amen.
So you got to get some adjustments. No? So you can listen to God. Amen. You get the time. You just can't. Sometimes you come in a mean mood. Mean mug at everybody.
Yeah.
You're saying, like that old song, I don't care what they say, I shall not. I came in mad, upset, and I don't care what the pastor say, I don't care what they say, I just shall. What was you? What is it? Oh, Lord. I know. Let me get back on track.
It's tight, but it's right.
Amen.
Ouch.
If you have the atmosphere of defeat, then you'll experience the attitude of defeat if you don't get an adjustment. Came and said to the rest of the people, you can't do it. In 1995, Cowboys winning season. Super Bowl. I know some of y'all has been born late. Find it hard to believe. You mean the Cowboys won a Super Bowl one time? But not this, not in your lifetime. You gotta leave me by 25 minutes. But remember. 28 really, if you look here, you probably don't remember. But now, let me tell you what happened. Now, they lost in 94. Because, you know why they lost? I think a key to them, I'm going to say this the whole week. They played, listen, San Francisco had a player, a cornerback. A shut down cornerback. Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was a shut down cornerback. He shut down half a field. You didn't come on the track. He had so many interceptions, people just stopped. I said, I'm not even going to throw that track. I'm going to go the other way. So he shut down the
I'm going to go get them shut down. They get shut down half of the football field, and they went back. Deion Sanders. Prime time. Neon Deion. And from then on, their defense, you got to understand, they already had a really good defense, and then when they got prime time, you already got the triplets. Now, so you know, triplets, Neon kind of could pick one of the triplets away if you go right side. But now you got one that was your nemesis.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
He was what you call a shutdown coach. Why are you telling us that, Pastor? Because the enemy of our soul has a shutdown
coach.
The problem is that the shutdown corner is not somebody else, it's yourself.
Right. My biggest enemy is my enemy.
Because when you get in the game with the wrong attitude,
the
attitude of defeat, you shut down
yourself. That's real.
In real. He looked at the man as five. He looked at the man as two of them.
That's good.
A couple of them had a winning attitude. But the other majority had an attitude of defeat. And they said, hey, y'all, listen up. We can't do it. That's why when people got an attitude of defeat, you got to get them out of the comfort.
That's real.
Because an attitude of defeat spreads.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, in church, it's a little bit harder. Because we try to love everybody kind, but you know, thankful to God, sometimes God will just move. And sometimes they sure hate they left the church. Sometimes God asked by some track.
All right.
Oh, hit me, Lord Jesus. Sometimes for God to move a church forward,
yeah.
He got to do some track.
Right.
And you think you're loose, but actually, you're moving forward.
Yeah.
Because God realized that some people were impacting the culture of the congregation.
Right.
And because the congregation is open, see, it's not sin, but some people just the way they change.
Right.
So you ain't got no reason to kick them out. I'm okay, I won't kick you about a trick. I'm gonna try to work the time. But sometimes a bad attitude.
Yeah.
An attitude of defeat is crazy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It would spread if people would add to what we need is a lot of chaos.
Yeah.
I'm all a church of blessed when you've got a chaos.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen. Hey, Caleb is the first one in the ministry. We can do it. We can do it. But then, after Caleb said we can do it, Caleb said we can do it, then you always get the other
ones. Oh, no.
Pastor, we ain't never done it like that before. I've been here. We ain't really never done it like that before. But this table is paid out. Well, if we keep doing it like we've been doing it, we'll always be where we've always been.
That's right.
Thank you, Caleb. And you say that makes so much sense, but still, everybody go with the attitude in the face. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So sometimes, just like in Israel, okay. And they complain with Moses.
Right.
Why they complain with Moses? Moses just sent the folk in.
Yeah.
They came out of report. And they got upset with even before, they wouldn't even try. They wouldn't even try. And good coaches have players, but sometimes I'm watching basketball, I'm football, especially back when I'm watching them out there next year. Yeah. If you hear a coach, I can tell somebody's scared to shoot. They open.
Right.
Ain't no, because you know, when you know somebody's scared to shoot, you'll leave them open. They ain't gonna shoot. I'm telling Gabby, they ain't got two shoot. The mother's three, they don't ever shoot. Don't even worry about it. They defending themselves. Don't waste your time. They're not even gonna shoot. I looked at them for three quarters. They ain't never shot the ball. It's only two people on that team that shoot. Focus on the two that shoot. The other one defending themselves. It's a waste of time. So you leave them open. And they'll be wide open. And they'll look for somebody to pass. Wide open. But they don't need a defender because they're their own defender.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
But listen, even if you shoot and don't make it, at least somebody got to come out on you.
Yeah.
If you never shoot, then don't never go to the two that can shoot.
Yeah.
At least be a decoy. Shoot every one of them. Just go over the backboard, air ball. At least they know they have to come out on you sometime.
Right.
They know you pass the ball every time. It's the one that shoot. We will stay with him.
Yeah.
We will stay with him. We'll stay with her. You defeated your own self.
Amen.
Especially when it's a critical time of the game, the last few minutes. When they're looking for somebody got the confidence to take the game winning shot.
Clutch. Yeah.
If you only one or two, they got the confidence.
Yes.
To take that shot. Well, everybody else is scared to fail. You can never succeed by being scared to fail. See, our shutdown corner is not named Deion Lewin Sanders. But our shutdown corner is called first name I can, middle initial N, last name Phil. I can't in Phil.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
Shifts us down. Saying I can't and those two things that shift us down.
Right.
God said, do this. I can't. Are you? I'm free. Because okay. I'm every resource you need. I'm able to achieve the book. All you ask and think, and you say, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I can exceed your expectations. Anything you expect, I'm going to walk
up.
I can do something that I can blow your mind. I want to blow your mind. That's why I'm blowing my business. I've been blowing my mind since you were being alive.
All right.
I'm ready to blow your mind again if you let me. I'm going to do single mother of all things. Where are you going to do it? In the church people, in their lives, in the things I tell them to do that they do it. I'm going to just blow mine.
Yeah.
And then we say, God, I can't. I'm free.
Well,
the attitude of but you got hope. I'm glad you got a whole lot of folks got bright colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't care. Yeah, go ahead. Try it. You can do it. We can do it. I'm going to be a God. You can do it. Some people tell you what God has done for them. See, that's why you had that right color.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you what God has done for me. I've been in an hour in a situation similar to this. Let me tell you how God blew my mind. God did what? And you might, your mind may not be changed right then, but what happened, you'll go home, you're trying to sleep, and the Holy Ghost is
Holy Ghost.
There's no secret.
Yeah.
What God can do.
Yeah.
What he done with us.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a witness.
Yeah.
You try to say, you wonder why you
Lord.
Why can't be?
Yeah, yeah.
God has told you to do something. You're trying to sleep on it. You're trying to make excuses not to do. God is ready. I'm ready to blow your mind and everybody, your family mind. I want to blow their mind in a way that they say couldn't be nobody but God. That person you've been praying for in your family, that person you've been trying to get to come to Jesus. I'm going to give them to come, but you got to let them do the thing that's going to blow their mind and show that I'm God.
Yeah.
You can't shut me down.
Lord have mercy.
But when you shut me down, they can't see my glory.
Right.
They can't see how good I am.
Right.
Because you done shut me down. I'm ready to blow their mind.
Yeah.
With what I do. I'm a specialist in doing that. I want to do it when. That's why I'm giving you this trouble sign. I'm giving you something. You can tell when God gives it to you.
Because
when God gives it to you, it's way more than you can do on your own.
That's real.
I ain't got no resources. I can't eat. That's why I always give you way more. Because when it happens, I don't know what you think you did.
Right.
If I gave you something you can have, when it happens, oh, it would be a bad boy. No! I'm going to give you something you can't imagine. And then when it's done, it's going to be a testimony.
Yeah.
Everybody know it wasn't you, it was me. You need that testimony in your household. You need that testimony at your job. Because God's going to use that testimony to draw other people in. But the enemy knows if he can get you to have that attitude of defeat and say, God, I can't do it, and shut you down, then your testimony can never be a witness to all those around you. Well, let me finish this because this is how I've been preaching week. Let me read you this. Joshua 2, y'all. If y'all want to go with me, turn over to not too far now. Don't go to that New Testament. Joshua 2. I'm going to start reading at verse 8. I want you to remember what they said in that last part of what we read. They said, we are grasshoppers in our own eyes and in their eyes too. Let's see if that's true. Joshua 2, verse 8. Everybody there? Most people there? Everybody there? Now, before they lay down, this is Rahab. Rahab said, now, before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof. Y'all know Rahab. Y'all know she had some. She was in a business that we don't have much respect. And she came up. Rahab the harlot said that, and said to me and said to the man, "I know that the Lord has given you the land." Wait a minute.
Come on.
Rahab.
Come on.
The harlot.
Yeah.
Did everybody look down upon? She.
Yeah.
Rahab got the right attitude.
Absolutely.
Even though she's a harlot, but she got to win it. Right. And sometimes folks outside the church got a better winning attitude than folks inside. I told y'all, that's why I like transformation rather than transfer.
Yeah.
I ain't really worried about nobody transferring one church to another church, because the church ain't grown. But when you get transformation, somebody comes from the streets.
Yeah.
Far from God.
Yeah.
Come into the church, then the church grows.
Yeah.
And folks come off the street, I think got a lot more faith than folks in.
That's real.
Right now.
to come off the street got more faith than folks that sit in the seats.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
That's real.
And say to the man, I know the Lord has given you the land that the terror of you has fallen upon us. He said that they terrify who? The people in the promised land, they terrify. This time when you have found us and all the inhabitants of the land are faint hearted. They shaking in their boots.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Why are they so terrified and faint hearted? 10. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, 500 of them, of whom you utterly destroyed. She had more faith.
All right.
Yes, sir. Then God speaks.
Right.
Because
you
see, I heard about it. I heard about your God.
Yeah.
We didn't hear about what he done.
Right.
He didn't got around.
Uh-huh.
Yes, amen. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage to anyone because before the Lord your God, he is the God of heaven above and earth beneath. Now that he said, we heard about your God, heard what he's doing. Now we know he's the God of heaven above, earth beneath. He's the God that moves both heaven and earth. We didn't hear about your God. I wonder how you can hear about, how can the folk outside hear about God and trust the folk inside can't?
All right.
So now therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have trouble. I've been kind of y'all come on up in the house, chill, got food for you, bed ready.
Come on.
You also will show. Listen, since I've been good to y'all, kid, I care about the family.
Mm-hmm.
Can you show kindness to a father's house?
Alright.
And give me a true token and spare my father. But I know y'all will come in and come in the court.
Yeah.
Can you spare my father, my mother, my brothers, sisters, and all they have and deliver our life to them? So the man answered, our lives for yours. If none of you tell the business, hey, you just don't tell nobody nothing.
Uh-huh.
You ain't seen nothing. And it shall be with you when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly with you. Because she had faith. She was able to save her family. And she was on the outside of the people of God. But she put her faith in God. Because she had a fresh faith. When faith is front for you, then believe God for anything. But it seems like when God has been working in your mind for a long time, you know why you don't think you don't believe God? Because you fucking God for granted.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
All right. All right. Like he just handed you what he
did.
He just had to wake you up this morning. He just handed you that job. Right. You don't thank God for it no more because he just had to give it to you.
That's right.
You just had to have food on the table.
That's right.
You just had to have your health and strength.
Yeah.
Every morning you wake up is a miracle. Every morning I wake up is a miracle.
Yeah.
Amen. But I realize I don't deserve to wake up every morning.
Right.
Every morning I wake up and say, God, thank you for having mercy on me. Yeah. I ain't more good. Yeah. I ain't doing all that good. I made a whole lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
I've been arrogant sometimes. I ain't listening to you sometimes. But you still gave me another chance.
Yeah.
I know I don't have to have the house I live in. I can be on the street. Yeah. I live in the street like somebody else.
Yeah.
I know, Lord, I once broke away.
Yeah.
I'm not knowing my own name.
Yeah.
Right.
That's real. One stroke, preacher. Lord have mercy.
Jesus.
Not being able to clothe myself.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't be good. I'm glad you blessed me.
Yeah.
And as I tell, I got a nice wife, but I know. I'm one stroke away. And I won't be able to tell which one, what color to wear.
All right.
What I'm putting on.
All right. Yeah.
and hook up the oxygen or a machine.
My God, my God.
So, Lord, every moment you give me freedom, every moment I got a way of serving you. You give me health, the reason I'm focusing on my health and my strength, I'm faithful. Because it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Every day you give me is another miracle. Every morning I get a new mercy. Because I get a day I didn't deserve. A day I didn't earn. A day I didn't achieve with your goodness. Your goodness and mercy. Woke me up this morning. Shouted me on my way. Hallelujah. I was having Sometimes we just take it for granted. Take it for granted. I can't take it for granted. Because you don't know when the time I almost went behind one of the sheep around the wheel. I can't.
That's real. Yeah.
I can't take it for granted.
All right.
You've been too good to me.
Thank you.
You've been too good to me. I got to take you. I can't complain. I know I've had bad days. Yeah.
finish it and I'm feeling good. If you don't, hey, I got it, so I can hand the baton to somebody else. Sometimes you just never think you can lie. I'm looking at TV and I say, I never thought that would happen. But you never did that. What happened? I was in the meeting, I saw a commercial talking about it. I had to look it up on the phone. Some young lady, she's like a young duck. And she played linebacker on a college male football team. I could deal with her being a punter or a play kid. But she's a linebacker. A star linebacker. Oh, I had to look it up. I'm looking, she probably a punter, yeah, she probably a punter, face kicker, you know, because they don't get hit. But she hit both!
And taking it.
I would say that first thing we always say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens. Because that's true. But the only thing that particular verse is not talking about is talking about being able to handle hunger. Being able to have what you have and have not. That's really what that verse is talking about.
Right.
When I got a lot, I can handle it. When I don't, but if you look at the context, you always get context. That's what Paul was talking about.
Right.
Paul said, hey, I've been hungry and naked.
Yeah.
I can do all things. And I've been fooled, had a lot.
I've been
what? But he's really talking about having it. He's well. In that particular sense, that's why I don't like to use it too much. But it is true that if he's on your side,
right.
You can do the whole thing. Because he'll give you the resources, he'll give you the strength, and you can accomplish. All right. Musicians coming now. Let me close with this as you come. If you've been trying to earn him by being good enough, lovely enough, holy enough, come to church enough, sing enough, join enough our village, live well enough. I'm not going to tell you to try hard, I'm going to tell you to try. Because it's not about you. It's about God that loved you so much. He gave an only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. And Jesus died on Calvary's cross. Paying the price for every sin you ever have. Come like God, but now I'm telling you, when you come, don't expect to stay like God.
Help me to say, I will. When you come.